Well, we thought it would be fun, especially on a Friday afternoon, to talk about things like new restaurants, maybe new wines that are out there, new beer flavors, perhaps. And so we're starting with today's segment, and this one is featuring new restaurants or notable restaurants, perhaps a food truck or two. And Richard Wolak is joining us, editor and publisher at VancouverFoodster.com, also the host of the Van Foodster podcast. Richard, thank you so much for being here.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for having me again.
Well, I know we were talking just recently, we were talking about the Michelin stars and the prestigious stars that were handed out to some Vancouver restaurants, but you are bringing us some of those other, some other restaurants that you've experienced and maybe some that people have not heard of. So what are we talking about today?
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of different new places that have opened up during the pandemic, kind of in the last few months. And just, these are just some that have opened in the last few months, or actually one has opened a little while ago, but I'll talk about that in a minute. So the first one is called Local Pizziolo. It's a brand new pizza restaurant in Kitsilano. It's so the interesting thing is they've been open for about 3 or 4 weeks now, but they have no sign. So the sign will eventually be up, as they say, but they are sharing the space with Vera's Burgers on Cornwall Avenue, right in the heart of Kits, 1925 Cornwall, and the pizza is very good. So just take a hunch, go down there, place your order, and you're going to really enjoy some delicious pizza. So that's one spot. The other spot is a food truck. It's called Planted Love Food Truck. And this has actually been in the making since before COVID, but with COVID in the way and they had to get their truck wrapped, it took a long time to get it launched. So they launched this summer. You can find them, usually they're in front of the Whole Foods on 8th and Cambie. But you can also order from them through DoorDash and Uber Eats and all the delivery apps. And they are delivering to people at night, so you know when the food truck is closed, you can still get this food. So it is plant-based. It is very good. It's Middle Eastern. Some of the best hummus I've had around the city, tahini, falafel, all that kind of goodness, and you can find it. So you can just go to the truck, or you can just get it delivered to your home.
I'm so glad that you're including this one, because I've seen that truck around a bit and I keep meaning to try it out, and I haven't, nor had I talked to anybody who had. So I'm glad to know it comes with a very good recommendation.
Yes, for sure. And then the other new spot is called Archer Dining, and this is specializing in Canadian cuisine, kind of like local West Coast Canadian cuisine. It's right on Alberti downtown, right near between, I think it's between Thurlow and Butte there. 1152. So they've been open about a month and a half now, and it's also another one really good, but very more refined. So this is more refined, kind of not fine dining exactly, but you're kind of heading in that fine dining route. I think going with a table of 2 or 4 maximum is the way to do this. I don't think any larger group is going to really work so well, but the food is very good. The desserts are very good. So you've got a real good match across from the pastry chefs to the, you know, the chefs to the bartenders. They really know what they're doing. Service is spot on. So I'm very happy to see this restaurant kind of come out from the gate, especially sort of in the tail end of COVID, and they're doing such a great job. And then over in South Granville, here's a really interesting one. It's called Impostori Trattoria. A lot of people may have not heard about it yet because they did no publicity on it. They just opened. And that was great to see that they just opened, and the neighborhood took to it immediately. And they're full every night. I ate there about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's right at 15th, between 15th and 16th in Granville. It's Italian. It comes to us from a couple of seasoned professionals. So Audrey Durback, chef, he had been part of the La Buca and other restaurants over the years. And then he moved to the island and did a restaurant over in Courtney. And now he's back and he's got a partner. And they're just doing a great job. So Italian food. Pastas all made in house by Chef Marta Pan. She makes amazing pasta, and that's what she's doing every day, just making all this new pasta. So that's really a good find. But make a reservation for this one. And then over an interesting spot here is in the Olympic Village, Mount Pleasant area. It's basically a new bar kind of lounge / eatery called Mount Pleasant Vintage and Provisions. I don't know if you've heard about this one yet, Jill, but
I have not.
This is really interesting. So it opened up, and the owner actually worked for Earl's for 10 years, and he was in charge of the bar program and the cocktails and all that kind of thing. So he knows cocktails. So he built this restaurant. They used there was a house on the premise originally as part of the building, and then it got redone. And the house, I think, was 120 years old, and they used it as part. They couldn't tear it down, so they had to kind of build around it. and it became part of this bar. And it's, anyway, it's so cool. It, you just go in the afternoon. It's open every day. They get pretty busy throughout happy hour in the afternoon, and just people after work are going there, finding very interesting cocktails. The food program is very interesting as well. You've got different kind of different dishes every day. They've kind of changed up the menu, and they're cooking by wood fire. You don't see wood fire cooking here very often. Elisa Steakhouse in Yaletown is the only one in the city doing this. So these guys have added to it. So just a very interesting spot. The food was very good. Everything I tried is great. And this is kind of a fun spot, 67 East 6th Avenue. And then a Furry Ramen and Dumpling. So this is a Furry Ramen had a location in Richmond. They still have a location in Richmond. They opened before the pandemic. And they're now in the heart of Mount Pleasant, the corner of 12th and Main. It seems to have a lineup every day, so I think you just kind of have to chance this and go a little earlier or just sort of hang out and wait. But the food was very good, very affordable, ramen, as you see it, dumplings. They've got some vegan offerings as well. It's really, really good. And then lastly, I want to talk about a place today. It's in Victoria, actually, and I experienced it last weekend. It's called Eva Schnitzel House, and I just think that people are going to Victoria all the time from Vancouver, and this is one you should put on your radar. They actually opened a year ago. They opened in the heart of COVID time. And they've just hit it from the right time, I think, and the right kind of food. So it's schnitzels, and it's schnitzels done very well. You've got just German favorites. They've done a little twist on that using all local ingredients over in Victoria. And you find all this German fare, but it's done in a casual way. You just kind of go in, you can get a beer if you want, have some schnitzel. They've got different kinds. I had the one I really liked was this one with leek mustard cream. I got red cabbage on it and spetzel. And it was really good. So I just loved seeing that. It's hard to find this kind of food around Vancouver now. But if you want a spot to go, and if you are heading to the island, check the spot out. It's right downtown on Yates Street.
It looks very, very good. I do love it, too. You mentioned a couple of places that quietly opened during the pandemic, which is nice, too. We've spent so much time talking about the difficulties, and not to downplay them, but the difficulties and the struggles. And it's nice to see these businesses that have opened up and are doing really well.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because, I mean, it was a hard time for everybody during the pandemic. But a lot of people had signed leases, you know, weeks before the pandemic, not knowing that they couldn't get out of the leases. Then they had to open, so they would open sort of during the late 2020 or 2021. And so, you know, some would really, you know, make a mark, and they'd be still here today. And some have opened and closed like quickly. And then that's just life; that's the way it goes. But now you're seeing all these these people that have thought of these ideas during the pandemic, and now they're opening, and this is great to see.
All right. Do you have I shouldn't put you on the spot like this. They're all very different, but do you have a favorite or one that maybe you've gone back to more than once?
So I just think that they're all really good. Like, I've actually been to Local Pizzaiolo three times in the past few weeks. So that kind of says something on the pizza side. I love pizza. I've been to Mount Pleasant Vintage a few times. I've been to Planet Love Truck a few times. And I wish I could go back to Eva Schnitzel House, but it's too far to go for dinner tonight. But yeah, I mean, these are places I will go back to, because I just thought all of these just struck me as, like, they know what they're doing. The food's really good, and it's also affordable. It's not crazy expensive, because what people do not want right now is crazy expensive. So, I mean, you're going to find prices rising anyways, because prices of food ingredients are rising across the board. So we all know that. But I don't think people want to have a hugely expensive meal unless they're going out for a special occasion. But I think all of these have done a great job, and they're all in different parts of the city. And good people behind it that seem to know what they're doing, which is also important for diners.
No, definitely. I realize now, I said I wasn't familiar with Mount Pleasant Vintage and Provisions, but I realize now I actually covered that story when the decision was made that the house had to stay as part of the new development. And I covered it working at Global, and I just looked it up, and it looks amazing. They've done such a great job with the decorations, and what a great place to hang out.
Yeah, you know, one thing the owner told me is they've got these, like, interesting lamps. So they've got all these kind of lamps hanging throughout the place, and they're all for sale. So people, if you like the lamp, you can actually purchase the lamp, and they've got a huge backup supply of interesting vintage lamps that they bought, and they're just going to replace the lamp. So I thought, this is kind of a fun way of doing things in a restaurant. If you like, it's like the painting on the wall, and you sell it, you get a new painting on the wall.
Well, interesting, for sure. I can see why it gets very busy, especially during happy hour. Richard, thank you so much for all of these. They sound fantastic. Hopefully people will be able to check them out.
I hope so, too.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
That's Richard Wolak, editor and publisher at VancouverFoodster.com, also the host of the Van Foodster podcast.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.